Mount Shasta's spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
By the way, did you see Mayor Pete sit down to a piano in some random room and start playing away lovely?
Yes, so in addition, he's a concert pianist so in and speaks seven languages
right.
And the rest of it.
No. And war veteran and all that different right. Stuff. At some point, you got to hold back, don't you? Don't let people know you can also play the piano. Just too much.
At some point, yeah, you start to resent a guy like that. Oh, and he's a master painter and a gymnast. And
let me guess, your origami is just out of here.
Taught himself heart surgery and saved 50 people. The great heart attack crisis of 1998.
Anyway.
So it's always a pleasure. It's always an honor. It's a plonner to welcome Tim Sandifer, Tim the lawyer, of the Goldwater Institute. Is there something or other? His title isn't on the screen. Hanson, why is the title not on the screen? Anyway, Tim joins us now. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hey, it's a plonner to be here.
What is your title, by the way? I can't remember.
I'm the vice president for litigation, so I'm in charge of our lawyers.
Ah, fabulous.
You keeping them in line?
Yeah, they stay in line pretty well.
Mm. I'll bet y'all are pretty enthused about your work there.
I have so many questions for you, Tim, that are just keep popping into my head. Including, I remember you tweeting once last year about what the best years of The Simpsons were.
Mm.
It was from when to when?
First eight seasons.
And then why did you cut it off after eight seasons? Did something happen?
Oh, it just went into gradual decline.
Well,
so I'm not saying that those other seasons are necessarily bad, but those are the cream of the crop.
Okay.
The first season's off-puttingly different, like a lot of shows are. I would argue that the pace of the early seasons, as delightful as they were, is notably slower than, you know, the last decade.
Because our brains worked better.
Right.
Oh, absolutely true. It's I was watching a documentary the other day, and it just blew me away how short an attention span the directors nowadays give us credit for. They don't assume that we're able to sit still and think about something for more than 60 seconds at a time. So most of your documentaries nowadays seem to consist of recapping what they just told you before the commercial break and then telling you what's coming up after the next commercial break. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's troubling. In the music industry, they say you've got, 4 seconds to grab people before they'll jump out of the song, so you have to have something good in that first 4 seconds.
Mm. And I refuse to believe that. My view is that they're giving us too little credit, that if Hollywood producers or music producers would give us the opportunity, I think they would be surprised by the fact that people are willing to sit still and listen for more than 60 seconds.
Blah, blah, blah. Too long. Didn't listen.
See Game of Thrones. Complex, long, all that sort of stuff, and people love it.
Right.
Anyway, the question I actually wanted to ask you is, because you texted me a while back recommending a book, Heaven on Earth, about socialism, and I think this presidential election, while they are way too long in the modern world and way too much about the personalities for like 2 years before we even get to voting and all that sort of stuff, having a national debate that I think we're going to have about socialism, what it is, what it isn't, how much of it do we want, all that sort of stuff, I'm really excited about.
You won't be so excited when you lose the argument, but
well,
go on.
I do think we're going to lose the argument. I'm on the non-socialism side. Why did you recommend the book on Heaven on Earth, which is about the history of socialism?
That's right. It's by a guy named Joshua Moravchik, who himself grew up in a family of committed communists and then became familiar with the history of socialism. And it's a very objective and thorough history, really well written, describing how socialism originated in different countries and the results of it. And really that it's a secular version of a religion. It's the idea that we can create heaven on earth with our if only we believe strongly enough, rather than following the laws of economics that are natural laws, just like the laws of physics and medicine. No, socialism tells us that we can rearrange those laws to suit what we desire, which is a hopeless and potentially disastrous task.
Well, you can actually redesign the desires and goals of humanity and have them
reshape human being. That's right. Alter human nature. That's right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm into it, and it's really good. Heaven on Earth. And it's not super thorny, or at least I haven't found it to be so far. I think that's the conversation we should have anyway over the next 2 years, especially if Bernie's the candidate, which he very well may be. Anyway.
Well, like I just said, unfortunately, it will probably take place in the form of 15-second blipverts instead of an actual sustained argument between people who know what the hell they're talking
about. Well, good point.
Well, if you had a simple message to, for instance, a young adult who has fallen for the siren song of socialism, thinks it's all about justice and equality, what is your brief retort?
It is this. Government gets paid even when it's wrong. It's the most important thing you can know about government. Government still gets its paycheck even if it makes the wrong decision. If I go to Taco Bell and I order a burrito and they give me the wrong burrito or they give me something that I didn't order, I don't go to that Taco Bell anymore. I go to some other restaurant instead. And those people don't get paid because they did a bad job. But if government does a bad job, it still gets its money anyway. In fact, it probably gets more money because they can go and complain and say that the reason why they did the wrong thing was because their budgets weren't big enough.
Right.
So if government gets paid even when it makes the wrong choice, why in the world would you trust it to make any choices at all? If you think that people are too stupid or lazy or whatever to run their own lives, you certainly cannot trust them with the authority to run other people's lives. But socialism ignores all of that and says that if only we believe strongly enough, if only we have enough faith, and if only we're willing to sacrifice enough of ourselves on behalf of some abstract general good, give up the greatness that belongs to each individual human being for the sake of the state, that somehow we can, you know, transcend material needs and become some sort of superhuman beings where there will be no poverty and no sadness and no risk, et cetera, et cetera. So that would be my lesson.
In short, heaven on earth. Indeed. So, hey, listen, as I glance at the clock, why don't we, if this is convenient to your schedule, take a quick break, then come back and talk about the big victory y'all at the Goldwater Institute have achieved in the courts.
Sounds good.
If we take a break, are your lawyers going to get a lot of line because you aren't keeping an eye on them, riding herd?
I'll text messages and make sure.
Got to keep the lawyers in line.
Use the angry face emoji. It'll send a message.
Some more with Tim the lawyer on a victory that is surprising. It's surprising it even needed to happen. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking by going to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my real brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Favorite Tim the Lawyer. Many of the people we've had on over the many years on the Armstrong and Getty Show, we don't get more positive response from listeners than we do with Tim the Lawyer.
Tim Sandifer is the Vice President for Litigation, Goldwater Institute. Besides litigating important cases for economic liberty, private property rights, and free speech, he's also the author of several terrific books, including the recent Frederick Douglass, Self-Made Man, and a fave of mine, Cornerstone of Liberty, Property Rights, and 21st Century America, co-authored with his lovely bride, Christina, which points out that, indeed, property rights are at the cornerstone of all liberty, in spite of the messages you hear otherwise. Anyway, so, Tim, y'all have been fighting against ridiculous regulations, particularly in Arizona recently. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, actually, we've had two really, really wonderful victories recently, one big one and one little but fun one. So the little but fun one is this. In Arizona, as in many states, you have to have a license to be a makeup artist or a barber or a cosmetologist. And, of course, to get that license can take thousands of hours in training and cost tens of thousands of dollars. In fact, it takes longer to become a licensed cosmetologist in Arizona than to become a professional airline pilot.
Wow.
So, you know, that's hilarious.
You know, I remember my cousin was interested in being a cosmetologist, and for the first several months she was working, she would just jab women right in the eye with the mascara thing because she didn't understand you're not supposed to jab people in the eye till she was taught that.
See, and the absurdity of it all is that we all know that these licensing laws actually don't exist to protect the public in most cases. Most of the time, what they really are prohibitions on free economic competition that are in place to protect those who already have licenses against having to compete from others. And so it's just like if Walmart were to try to outlaw Target. You know, it could make a lot of money by doing that. And so a lot of the time, businesses go to the government and ask them to create these licensing laws so that they don't have to compete against people, so that they can then raise their prices. Well, it's become very fashionable in certain circumstances to have what they call blow-dry bars, which is these are not barbershops. You don't get your hair cut there, but you get what's called a blowout. This was all new to me being a man. This isn't something I have to deal with. This is something women do.
This isn't a Robert Kraft thing, is it, that owner who went to get the rub and tug in Florida?
Totally different.
It's a different thing. Okay.
Gotcha. And who knows why these fads come and go, but the new thing is to have do your hair with just a blow-dry. Well, in Arizona, that was illegal without a cosmetology license.
Oh, my God.
These people aren't cutting hair or shampooing hair, anything like that. They're just using a blow dryer, and it's illegal to use a blow dryer without government permission in the state of Arizona.
That's
amazing.
So, listen, there are important constitutional issues at stake here. But so they just, like, wet your hair, then dry it?
They don't even necessarily wet your hair.
What?
They just blow it and then comb it, and it makes it look in a different way. I don't know. This is magic in my mind.
They're breeding illegal pandas in the back or something. This is a front.
Exactly.
So fortunately, the governor has just signed a bill that says, no, you don't have to get government permission to use a blow dryer on somebody's hair. People already use blow dryers in their own homes. It's already you're allowed to use blow dryers or hair irons in a demonstration in a store in a shopping mall in Arizona. So why can't we just allow people to do blow drying if that's something that people want to do? And
you would
not believe how controversial this was. This is one of the most controversial pieces of legislation to pass in Arizona in recent years.
Well, I understand it didn't get a single Democratic vote in the House?
Or exactly right. The powerful cronies, and you wouldn't think that the cosmetology industry would be like this, but in fact they are very powerful, politically influential cronies in the state of Arizona. They lobbied hard to prohibit this because they don't want to face fair economic competition. And I'm glad to say the good guys won, and the governor has signed that bill.
So Sean had the question, what's to stop them from blow-drying directly into their someone's eyes?
And I know. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. I kid you not, there was testimony in the state legislature that people would die if this bill passed.
Okay, so the funny question, but the legitimate for people saying, well, maybe there should be a reason that a makeup artist gets a license. Is there a decent argument for that?
No.
I don't see one either,
we already let people put makeup on themselves or their children or their loved ones at home. So if it's safe enough to do there, it also should be safe enough to do professionally. If it's so dangerous, then you need to outlaw it in the home also.
Well, and I know, and Milton Friedman was always making the argument, he's one of my favorite writers of libertarian freedom and stuff, is that even if you're going to have these sorts of things, you don't want them to be a government organization.
Exactly, because again, government gets paid even when it's wrong. Now, there was a second piece of legislation that got passed. I also want to talk about this is a bigger deal, and that is our universal recognition bill, and that is a piece of legislation that says that if you got a professional license in some other state and you move to Arizona, you don't have to get that license in Arizona. We will recognize your out-of-state license period. And that is a huge benefit to the Arizona economy and to the freedom of people who want to move to this state. Arizona has been bringing in a lot of population lately, people fleeing the People's Republic of California, among other things. And they're coming here bringing their skills and their knowledge, and they shouldn't be locked out of jobs absent some government bureaucrat's permission.
What's the argument behind that one?
Well, once again, you know, oh my gosh, it's public safety, except it's not really public safety. What it really is existing industries not wanting to face
right.
fair competition.
Right.
I love this list. Contractors, home inspectors, massage therapists, exterminators, morticians, child care workers, and many others. If you got a bad mortician, is he going to kill somebody? Is that the fear?
And the governor signed this bill into law as sort of a publicity stunt on the hood of a U-Haul tractor to show people that, you know, Arizona is open for business. All of you suckers still sitting there in California waiting for the tax man to show up, you know, you're all welcome out here. It's real nice during the wintertime.
So I've always wondered, so if say I'm doing something where there is some possible danger, I don't know, you're using chemicals or something like that for fixing people's hair or something like that. If I do something wrong and hurt them, aren't I just subject to the same laws that would exist with anybody?
That's right.
For hurting them already?
Right.
So I mean there's already a deterrent. Not only is it going to kill my business that I've put, you know, money and effort into, I'm liable already.
And, you know, there's plenty of ways for people to find that out, too. You know, back in the day, before Yelp and Amazon and Craigslist and Angie's List and all these sorts of things, people couldn't necessarily get information about a barber before they went down to his barber shop. But nowadays, you can check. You can find out this information. Is this guy a good barber or not before you go down there? So there's even less need for licensing than there was in the past. Now, you're right. If it's a threat, if the person is using dangerous chemicals, then that person should have to be competent before engaging in that trade, and we don't disagree with that. But when a person is just using a blow dryer that you're already allowed to use at home, or another example that came up in recent years is teeth whiteners. There's people who, for money, will whiten your teeth by applying one of those plastic strips to your teeth, and then they pull it off and your teeth look whiter. And the government in several states tried to shut that down, saying people were engaging in dentistry without a license. You needed a dentist license to do that. But you can go and buy these things
sure.
over the counter at the store.
Right.
You're a bit
right.
of a moron paying someone to do it, but you know, it's your choice.
Right. Well,
it shows that licensing laws are used not to protect consumers, but to protect established businesses against fair competition.
Tim, we've got about 90 seconds left, but I remember one of our favorite cases was the one involving moving companies. Was it in Washington State or Oregon?
It was in several states, but the one you're thinking of was in Kentucky. But in a lot of states, you have to get permission from all the existing moving companies before you're allowed to run a moving company.
Which is hilarious.
We did this case in Kentucky a few years ago and got that struck down as unconstitutional. Very proud
God,
of
how did it
I'm
even exist?
Always getting Kentucky and Oregon mixed up, which totally ruined my Kentucky Derby vacation.
It makes you a very bad mover, honestly.
I was there in Medford just waiting for
no
days.
Horse racing at all.
Yeah, it was terrible. Good stuff. Tim the lawyer, Tim Sandifer is the vice president for litigation, the Goldwater Institute. Frederick Douglass, Self-Made Man, the most recent book. It's terrific for adults and really teens, or particularly bright 9-year-olds. It's just a fabulous read. Tim, it's always great, always stimulating. It's been too long. Let's talk again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
All right, our pleasure.
And even if you decide there should be some sort of regulating body, it doesn't need to be a government institution. It can be a private institution that everybody, you know, joins or pays into or whatever.
And furthermore, if Kentucky said you're a perfectly good exterminator,
yeah.
you don't need a new license just because you cross the state line.
Right. What's coming up in your news, Marshall? God, I almost want to take tomorrow and Friday off. I'm not looking forward to the Mueller report. God, the way it's going to be used by everybody. Oh.
That's why we're here, Jack.
Oh, it's going to be painful. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
We have built our culture on lies, according to David Brooks of the New York Times. Five main lies our culture tells us that's got us all unhappy and seeking mental health treatment. And here, some of them, at least, are really good and worth thinking about.
Here's what I propose. Let's touch on them, take a quick look at them, and then like, go big on it tomorrow.
All right.
I don't want to talk about freaking Pete Buttigieg anymore. Well, the election that's not happening for like six and a half years.
The Mueller report comes out tomorrow.
Whenever it is.
We'll be reading that front to back.
You will. Go ahead. No, it probably won't come out in time, honestly, for us on our show, but...
Thank God.
I just said 564 days. Is that how many days till the election?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this, though. Did you know Buttigieg is a Maltese? Yeah, you know what they say about Maltese. His dad is an immigrant from Malta.
I don't know what
Professor
that...
Professor of Literature at University of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Did you know the name Buttigieg is Semitic, and Tijij means poultry in Maltese?
Did not know that.
There you go.
So that's some...
There you go.
Excellent Mayor Pete
Knowledge. So now it's 563 days. No, it's still on the same day. Still.
Oh, boy. We have some breaking news now with Marsha Phillips.
Yes, indeed. We're just getting word now. Reports say police have captured the woman obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's 18. Yeah. I didn't realize that. And her dad was pleading for her to come home. She's got mental problems. And
clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on the run after making threats that led to the closure of schools in and around the Denver area. Again, the reports are they have captured her. Meanwhile, on another note, 'twas the night before Mueller, and all through the White House, the president's people were preparing to douse any damaging material the report might contain.
That's pretty good. Did you write that?
I did indeed.
Awesome. Skillful. Nice job, Marshall.
The Justice Department is expected to release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report tomorrow morning. Trump's legal team...
Oh, you hear that, Joe? You spoke too soon. It's coming out tomorrow morning.
Fine.
During our show.
Super.
Can they put it out after our show?
Trump? Are you having a good time, Joe?
Not really. No. Tired of it.
I never got to the Ken Starr thing. I meant to dig that up. So yeah. Ken Starr, I saw him on one of the channels yesterday. He's the guy that was the Robert Mueller of the Clinton impeachment,
uh-huh.
More or less. And he said, look, based on what Barr has told us about the redactions and everything like that, he said, I think everybody's going to be highly unsatisfied with this.
Right.
You're going to get to where you think you've got something good, and it's going to be redacted. And there's just going to be speculation, endless speculation about what it is.
Right. I heard a Democrat interviewed on the execrable, the horrifying, the terrible CNN this morning. And this numbskull was saying, we have subpoenaed the entire report. And the fake journalists on CNN didn't even say, well, what about the laws that dictate you can't release grand jury testimony? They don't even ask those questions. Nobody's interested in it. It's just, I'll shut up now, because evidently that sort of like egg-headed inquiry just has no home anymore. Man, it's a society that's reached its dumbest level. We're at our nadir, my friends.
This just coming out, the Justice Department Opioid Task Force announcing the biggest multi-state bust ever.
Wow.
Speaking today in Cincinnati, the Assistant Attorney General said the 60 indictments against doctors, pharmacists, and medical professionals marks the single largest prescription opioid law enforcement operation in history.
Wow, wow, wow. I want to hear more about this. I wonder how many deaths they can tie to this.
Wow.
Never mind the number of lives that have been ruined or near ruined by addiction. I mean, these people may be guilty of mind-boggling amounts of evil.
The Archbishop of Los Angeles, or the Archdiocese, I should say, of Los Angeles, will pay $8 million to a teenager who was sexually abused by a Catholic school teacher in 2016. The settlement is the most money the Archdiocese has ever agreed to pay to a single victim. The abuser was a health teacher and athletic director at an all-girls school. He was involved. He was allowed to continue working at the school, even though there have been prior allegations of misconduct against him. When his wife found evidence of abuse on his cell phone, he kidnapped the girl and fled to Las Vegas. He was arrested. The girl was rescued after 5 days on the run. She has just been awarded $8 million. And it turns out it's possible to 3D print a human heart using a patient's own cells. Israeli scientists recently accomplished the feat. They reported in the journal Advanced Science. It is not a full human-sized heart. It's closer to the size of a rabbit's, but it is a complete heart with blood vessels, ventricles, and chambers.
Could I stick like 4 or 5 of those in my chest and be okay?
Because they're kind of undersized.
4 or 5 rabbit hearts?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do I care? So are we looking forward to a brave new world where those who can afford it and... I don't know, maybe it'll cost $1.50, I don't know. But those who can afford it will have a fridge full of organs ready to go in case one goes south.
Big party and your liver gives out.
For instance.
Swapping the new one, time to rally.
That's very, very possible.
Yeah, instead of boot and rally, swap and rally. Come on. That new liver stuck.
Come on, you baby.
Have you ever made an incision before?
or if you two idiots are done, what if?
Yes.
What if somebody has lung cancer and you can just swap them out?
Oh, yeah. Well, that would obviously be incredible.
That'd be
a whole new place.
Right. The fact that the heart was grown from a patient's own cells vastly reduced the risk of a transplant failing.
Can you grow eyeballs? I'd imagine you could, or not grow them, make them, whatever you want to say. I mean, because my eyes are not great, and a lot of people I know have vision problems, including young people. Let's try a new set. I got a pair of lemons. I got lemons in my eyes, I guess. Let's grow some new ones.
Well, the researchers are saying within 10 years...
They're the size of a rabbit's eyes.
The researchers are saying that within 10 years... there will be organ printers in the finest hospitals around the world, and the procedures will be carried out routinely.
That's incredible.
In 10 years, you say.
10 years.
Unbelievable.
10 years.
I'm sure lungs would be on the list.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing.
There you go. That's your
smoke,
news.
Smoke, drink, just all the stuff you've been wanting to do.
No. That's not the message
Red
at all.
Red meats, exercise, screw that. You're getting a new heart.
And if we have health care for all, the government will pay for it, right?
All they have to do is make a little hole right here in your in your thigh. They pull your entire circulatory system out. Veins, arteries, capillaries, everything. Just right out, and then they just stuff a new one in.
3D print it, and in it goes.
There you go.
I want to add to what I've already got. I need a third hand for this job.
Yeah, you do.
That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Well, you know, I got some spare room in there. Jam in a second liver. God, you can drink people under the table. God, I mean, come on. You got two livers.
Processing the alcohol.
Right,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
You could really put them back.
Just knock down an entire bottle of whiskey. People are like, what the hell? You'd win so many bar bets. Come on, everybody. It'd be fun.
Oh, that's just what a dream that is. Now, if you want actual happiness, David Brooks thinks he's figured it out from a bunch of research and talking to smart people.
It's not at the bottom of a whiskey bottle.
Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
February 22, 1982. Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive, let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Got a couple of texts about on the 3D printing of hearts, for instance. Can we discuss the mess a jammed heart printer makes? Heart printer's jammed!
Ah, again?
Can you hurry up? I need that, like, right now. Wouldn't two livers get you drunk twice as fast? I think you'd be spreading out the processing of the alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's your brain gets you drunk, not your liver. You're poisoning yourself just enough to be a little unsteady. I read that description, and I think about it now and again.
And?
And it forget, makes you forget your problems.
Forget your problems.
Eh, boy.
Yeah, so it's Mueller report eve, and like it or not. You know, the best thing you could do, really, and this is not a smart thing to say, since this is what I do for a living and you tuning in helps me put food in my children's mouths. But if you just plain wanted the information, the best thing to do would probably be roughly a week from now, read some columns in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, maybe after a full week, some of the smart people you like on, you know, whatever places, some conservative, some liberal. After a full week of lawyers talking about and going over, because the early days of the Mueller report coming out starting tomorrow are going to be a disaster of truth. Just a disaster of facts.
When you're through, tune in tomorrow. We'll have the Mueller report and what it means and what to think about it. Join us, won't you?
And it's expected
you know
to come out in the morning.
About entertainment.
Well, yeah, I said I'm working at cross purposes here.
Mm.
But the early reporting on it is just going to be, I mean, if it just shows up on a website, which I think is how it will probably come out, wouldn't you assume? It's released to the public on a website.
MuellerReport.com. I don't know. I really have no idea.
Well, okay, they're not going to mail us a copy of it. So well, how else would it come out?
I don't know if they're just going to give it to Congress, or
it's released
the Justice Department will probably post it on their website.
I believe it's released to the public tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're going to mail it to us, you say?
We should get a copy. We should have it about Tuesday, depending on where you live.
Right.
No, I think it'll be on a website. So then you got 400 pages of tiny print to print off if you want to have a copy.
Substantially
or read
redacted,
it online.
Of course. Yeah.
And reading online has its, you know, bugaboos trying to go through it. And it's, you know, I don't know how legalese it's going to be or if it's going to be written more of a narrative I can follow it form like the 9/11 report was.
Right. Might be somewhat disorganized or not like not a narrative. It could just be a list of interviews and the summary of them. I don't know.
It will take at least. See, like if I was a big time news network like I'm MSNBC or Fox or whatever, I got 10 smart journalists with legal backgrounds ready to take different chunks of it.
Sure.
Because where the highlights are going to be in the whole thing, who knows?
Mm-hmm. You could be ready to go the next day, certainly.
And people aren't going to wait that long, though.
Oh, no,
you're gonna
of course
be, you're
not.
That's
be, why we'll bring you the Mueller report and what it means and what to think about it.
I think what we do is we print it out and then we just flip the random pages.
Yes.
Page 282.
Yes.
Top left, here's what it says.
Right. Or just make stuff up and claim it's in there. That'd be really funny, except we wouldn't do that to you folks, because you'd probably, you know, repeat it and then feel foolish. We
so
would never want to do that.
We will get into this in depth when we have more time tomorrow. David Brooks, who is a columnist for the New York Times, has got a new book out, and it's called The Second Mountain. And in an article in the New York Times right now, he's got the five lies our culture tells us. And what he's basing it on is this that we all know. College mental health facilities are swamped. Suicide rates are spiking. People are reporting all kinds of mental health problems all around the country, this and that, lack of happiness, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he believes that it's not a political problem, it's a cultural problem. The reason our politics are a mess is because our culture is a mess. And he's got five lies that our culture tells us. And I'll just hit you with the headlines, and we'll get into them more tomorrow, I guess.
Okay.
Career success is fulfilling is a lie that society tells us.
Doesn't hurt.
Life is an individual journey. That gets to the whole you need other people to be happy. And he has statistics to back this up. People who are happy, people, what they say on their deathbed, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find your own truth. Is a lie our culture tells us. You do you is the whole you find your own truth. Rich and successful people are worth more than poor and less successful people.
Mm.
And we'll get into particulars of those coming up. Well, the career success he's talking about we're convincing a lot of young people that you go to this college, get this degree, you'll be happy. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
And it just and nobody who's grown up and actually out in the world believes that that's the case once you get out and you've been around. God, I don't think there's anybody age over the age of like 40 that thinks that.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's certainly a fraudulent, you know, promise that's made to young people.
Or maybe even if you're older and you're not happy, you're thinking, I didn't choose the right major or career path. That's right. Why I'm not happy. No, that's right. Not it.
Well, and listen.
Personal relationships is the point of most of what he's into.
I consider myself a realist, and I have a job that I enjoy very much.
You're just a realist that wants two livers.
Right. I really want two livers. But and this, I've always hated this, particularly among certain brands of feminists who believe the only way a woman can be fulfilled or have a life that is worth living is if she labors for some corporation and makes them profit. Which is a perfectly fine thing to do. I come in every morning and I do roughly that. They carve us off a chunk and I get to pay my house payment. In short, it's a job. But the idea that any other life choice is pathetic or not fulfilling, whether it's a stay-at-home mom or to get a little more into the subtleties of the thing, women regularly trade freedom and other sorts of fulfillment for the things at work that would get them more money. They make life choices saying, no, I'd rather have more balance in my life. Therefore, I'm not going to be 70-hour-a-work Jen and maybe make as much as some of the dudes whose lives are completely dominated by their work. And then those choices, which I think are smart and wise, those choices are portrayed as some sort of horrible, immoral wealth gap or pay gap. And women are getting cheated. No, many women are smart enough to understand that spending another 10 hours a week laboring from some godless corporation that doesn't give a crap about them and their lives just to make more money for the corporation themselves is not the life choice they'd like to make.
Tomorrow might be the perfect day to get into that David Brooks book and the five things that actually make you happy on the day that everybody's going crazy over the Mueller report, because that's not going to make you happy either. For anybody who thinks that's, you know, the key to their happiness.
Right, right. If we can finally find a real... I mean, this really looks like obstruction of justice. I mean, that'll bring you joy. I don't think so.
It's Final Thoughts with A.N.G.
I love that.
Hopefully no more Hitler ding.
Wow. No more Hitler ding? It's unlikely.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the squad. Wouldn't that be jolly? Hey, Positive Sean, final thought?
Yeah, YouTube had a bit of a whoopsie-daisy with some of its fact-checking algorithm programs that it's trying to do to combat some of these conspiracy theory videos. They now have these things that, like on a 9/11 video, a thing will pop up and be like, oh, here's the Wikipedia entry for 9/11 if you want to learn more about it. Well, their algorithms confused the live streams of the Notre Dame burning with videos of 9/11, so they kept linking 9/11 Wikipedia articles to videos that were live streaming the Notre Dame burning.
Whoops. Wow. Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
All right, it's my final thought, another attempt. Gladys, could I have a drum roll, please? South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Well done. You're getting there.
Fantastic.
He's Maltese, you know. Michelangelo, your final thought.
Yeah, if you're at a salon getting your hair cut or colored and you don't see a license on the wall, get out of the chair, run to your car and call the police, and if there's any other victims still under the blow-drying machine, get them out of the building.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share with the folks?
I expect today, or tomorrow particularly, to be a low point in the history of journalism. I think it is going to just be a comical farce all day long. Do you remember that big Supreme Court ruling? Was it Obamacare or gay marriage? Whichever one it was, where they all ran out of the building with the decision, and many of them proclaimed the exact opposite of what the Supreme Court had said.
Right.
I think there's going to be a lot of that tomorrow when the Mueller report comes out.
So we do have something to look forward to. Excellent. Looking forward to that. So I was reading, for reasons I don't have time to get into, about the concept of Satan, the great Satan, the devil, etc. The modern English word devil actually derives from a Greek word that means slanderer, or those who hurl slanders.
Hmm.
The liar.
So don't do that?
threesome? I'm just thinking it's an interesting concept. That's where the word devil comes from.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to slander, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com.
We'll see you tomorrow with the Mueller Report. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
Pete Buttigieg. Edges.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.